Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Thanks, everybody, for being here. I'm excited to be able to present with you today, and I'm going to make it quick at 24 minutes, so I'm going to go through it pretty fast. Maybe you can listen to a recording if you missed anything, but a little bit about me. I'm 15 times best-selling author. I've been a speaker professionally for 45 years, presented over 4,000 events all over the globe, and been coaching people for about 40 years. And advisor to a couple of hundred companies over the years as well. And all of that sounds really good, but I'll tell you a little bit about where I came from, which will give you just a quick overview of that. I grew up for 6 years of my life, didn't have electricity, didn't know I didn't have it because we never had it. So, and I started my first job picking cotton at 6 years old up until I was about 12. And I dropped out of high school at about halfway through the 10th grade and wished I'd have dropped out around the 8th grade, but I didn't. And then I got a job pumping gas. I pumped gas for maybe a year and a half. And then I got my dream job, which was working in a factory on an assembly line. And I did that for about a year and a half and found out it wasn't my dream job. And then I joined up in a direct sales company. And that's where I met the infamous Jim Rohn, which the late Jim Rohn, which probably many of you have heard of. We ended up as business partners, started promoting him, and then I phased into speaking, and that's been 45 years ago, so a long time. But how many of you would like to have more business coming your way? And I'm assuming you're here because either for something personal or business. So how many would like to have more business coming your way? Well, I'm going to give you a kind of an example here of kind of my philosophy and what I've applied over the years that's made me successful. So in the military, there's no room for confusion. Would you agree? When things turn hostile, there's no room to be confused about what's next. Before a single shot is fired, before boots ever hit the ground, before chaos erupts, there's what's called rules of engagement. Rules of engagement. These aren't suggestions. These aren't preferences. These are not, let's just see how it goes. They are orders, right? Predetermined, non-negotiable directives that govern behavior, decision-making, and action in a high-stakes environment. Why is that? Because without rules of engagement, you don't get courage. You get chaos. You get fear. You get friction. You get noise. You don't get progress, you get collateral damage. You don't get victory, you probably get the pain of regret. And here's the hard truth most people don't want to hear. Just like war, life and business is a hostile environment in many ways. For anybody that's unprepared, that doesn't have a rule or rules of engagement. So what is a rule anyway? You know, I've always been kind of a rule breaker, but what is a rule? A rule is not a restriction. A rule is a standard in which you live by. It's a boundary. It's a strategy that eliminates hesitation. It's a firm decision that creates a rule that doesn't allow for anything less than that. So once you decide what you want, nothing less than that will do. A decision is it's a rule that doesn't allow for negative self-talk, for fear to take over and run your life, or your own comfort zone within to keep you away from what you want or what you've decided to have. So a decision is a rule that doesn't allow for any type of emotional drift. It keeps you on target, on time, in tune, moving toward your objective. A rule doesn't allow you to waste time, let's say, scrolling through Facebook. It stops you because unless that's taking you where you want to go. But a rule protects you from failure by providing you the necessary components for success. Because if we haven't decided what we want and what rules we're going to live by, we don't even see the opportunities when they're right in front of us. But why would we? If we make a decision then to have a certain thing or accomplish a certain thing, then the opportunities show up to help us to move forward. The people show up in our lives that will support us in our endeavor. So in combat, rules exist so soldiers don't freeze up, they don't panic, or act recklessly when they're under pressure. In life and business, rules exist for the exact same reason. So don't freeze up, don't panic, don't let fear take over or act recklessly when you're under pressure. Because there's always pressures, there's always things that don't work, the things that get in front of you, the obstacles. But the reality is that most people live with no rules for winning, no rules of engagement. I'd say they have a rule for survival. Most of us are pretty good at surviving. We're still here, but that's, to me, that's a rule for mediocrity. And all we have to do is change the rules and we'll have more of what we want in our lives. But people negotiate with themselves. They talk themselves out of success. They let fear take over and run their life. They decide based on the mood that they're in instead of the mission. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, "Well, how many people would you, when you, in the beginning, did you talk to every day?" And I said, "I talked until I was exhausted. I didn't set a rule. The first year I did, but then I decided what I wanted to accomplish. Well, if talking to five people didn't get me there, then talking to 10 didn't. Well, I talked to 20, or I talked until I just fell over, asleep." So you can't decide based on mood. Instead of a rule of your mission. Then I hear a lot of people say, "Well, I'm too busy. I'm too busy." But are we really? Are we really too busy? See, I think busy is one thing, but productive is another. So being busy sometimes is more like busyness. But the question is that taking you where you want to go? That's a real question. So what does it, engagement, what does that really mean? Engagement in full contact, in full commitment. It's never using excuses. Here's a bunch of good ones that I used in the beginning, and probably you've used them too. The timing is just not right right now. Well, I've discovered that timing for great opportunities is never right. It's just a great time and it's happening, and you got to take advantage of it or not. I don't have time. Well, that's true. We only have 24 hours a day, but take a look at about every 15 minutes, look back at the last 15 minutes and ask yourself, was that productive or not? We'll find out we have a lot more time than what we think we have. I need to think about it. That's another big excuse that I hear. I need to think it over. Look it over. That's, it's okay to look at the details of something that you're getting involved in, but to think it over too long, what we end up doing is letting our self-talk take over, and we talk ourselves out of doing something that might take us in the direction that we need to go. I'm too busy. Yeah, right. Well, I've just taken that out of my vocabulary. Actually, all of these. The timing's not right. I don't have the time. I need to think about it. I'm too busy, or I can't afford it. I told somebody one time I couldn't afford to go to a convention, and he put his hand up in front of my face and he said, "Stop that. Stop that type of talk." And I said, "Well, what do you mean?" He said, "Your mind just shut down." He said, "There's always a way. There's always a way. If you decide, then opportunities show up." But all of these excuses or whatever else type of excuses that you may be using, these are badges of overwhelm. Not achievement, not of courage. So engagement means you have entered the arena. You're no longer observing from the sidelines. You're no longer a spectator watching other people, become more successful or whatever it is that you're preparing to do. You're no longer preparing or getting ready to get going. You're in the arena. You're in it and you're in it to win it. So engagement implies action under pressure. It implies consequences. To engage means you've committed to move forward no matter what gets in your way. and not retreat, no matter what. And here's where most people fail. They want success. Of course, we all do. If you ask any person standing on the street corner anywhere in any country, if they want to be more successful, if they want to make more money, and the answer will be yes. They have a desire to, but have they decided to? They want success, but they never fully engage. They stay half in instead of all in. They keep that escape hatch open. They dabble. They make excuses. They blame circumstances. Let me ask you a question. Does your old behaviors feel a bit awkward? Think about that. Your old behaviors, or maybe the ones you're using right now, do those feel a bit awkward? I know I've reinvented myself probably over the last 45 years. I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. I can't keep up with it because certain things become awkward. They don't work anymore. So you've got to be able to look at yourself and say, is this taking me where I want to go? And if it's not, move away from it. Find a new route. There's always a way. But when you listen to your excuses, and we all have them, do they sound a little bit stupid? I'm just too busy. The timing's not right. Does that sound a little bit stupid? Well, I look back at some of the ones I used. Yeah, they were stupid. So do your old routines feel maybe foreign to you? Maybe what you're going through now, it just feels like, am I getting where I want to go? Does it feel a little bit foreign to you? I mean, with AI coming on really strong and all of that, things change. And our old routines sometimes just don't work anymore. Bottom line is you cannot win a battle that you refuse to fully enter. Now, I want to give you a little concept here, if you can live your life this way. I was asked years back, about 35 years ago, it changed my life. A friend of mine, he asked me, he said, Jim, he said, what do you think the word resourceful means? And I said, man, I don't know, maybe being more productive or using your imagination or, you know, something like that. I said, I don't know why. He said, well, it's just an interesting word. And I said, yeah, I guess so. And that was the end of the conversation. So about 2 hours later, I was driving home from my office and I couldn't quit thinking about the word resourceful, resourceful. What does that mean? And I don't know how that seed got so firmly planted, but when I got home, of course, 35 years ago, there was no internet or Google or AI or anything like that. So I went in and picked up a dictionary. Out of curiosity, I looked up resourceful. And it was defined as once again, full of source. I thought, that's interesting, depending on what you think source means. And so I looked up the word source. And it was defined as where all things originate, not some things, all things originate in source. I thought, wow, that could be powerful depending on what you think source is. And for some reason, I became a little bit obsessed with that word, source. And the next morning, I went to the bookstore to pick up some books I had on order. And I asked him, I said, do you have a book that has the origin of words? Yeah, I think so. And so I looked through it and I couldn't find the word source. It wasn't in there. And I said, do you have other dictionaries other than, I had a Webster. And I said, do you have other dictionaries other than Webster? Yeah, I think so. And so I looked at another dictionary, same thing. It said where all things originate. And I was, you know, everywhere I would go that maybe I could look at something different or a book or ask somebody, I never got anything different than where all things originate until about a year or so after that. And I was in the UK, a little town called Chester. And I was walking, I was on a 2-day event and I went out for a walk. I had a couple hour break and I see this old building that had a sign on the back door that said antique books. And I thought, wow, antique books. I bet they have a lot of older books here than we have in the US. So I into the back door. The first thing I see is a dictionary about 10 inches thick. I mean, huge. And it was all tattered and torn around the edges. And I don't know what the publication date. I didn't look at it, but I open it. Oh, it had a sign on it that said, do not open. And I stood in front of it for a few minutes and thinking, I got to open this thing. I guess I'm prepared to buy it. I don't know what it's going to cost me. Then I thought, well, this is probably that sign is probably for people in the UK, not for me. So I decided to open the book. And I looked up the word source. And I saw some of the same definition and a few things on how you use the word and things like that. And all of a sudden, one word popped out, or one definition. And it said source love, defined as love. I'm going, wow, once again, full of love. And it just hit me. And I closed the book and I walked out. And I'm thinking, how do you use that in your life or your business? And I thought, oh, well, once you make a decision, a firm decision to have something or do something or create something, you actually fall in love with it. And that's what creates the passion to keep you moving forward to get what you want to the end result, to accomplishing what you want. I thought, wow, that's powerful. All things originate in love. So without a firm decision, we don't fall in love with what it is we want to do. We're halfway in and halfway out. And as I walked along, I thought, well, wait a minute. There's a flaw in this whole thing. If all things originate in love, where in the heck does fear come from? And I thought, boy, that just blows my whole theory here. And the more I walked along, I thought, oh, wait a minute. All things originate in love. We have free will. I thought, we fall in love with fear. Think about that. We make up our story about what we want to accomplish. We decide to get it. And then we turn around because it's not a firm decision. We haven't fully fell in love with it. So we turn around and make up a fear in our own mind to keep us from it. What are people going to think if I don't make it? Is this really going to work? Wait a minute, am I investing my money? What if I lose my money? And we start talking ourselves out of it. We start coming up with all these fears and we fall in love with fear, where all things originate in love. Think about that. And I thought, wow, that is powerful. And I couldn't wait to get back in the room and share that with people. And then the next couple of days later, I flew to Toronto for an event. And again, I was out for a walk. And coming back to the hotel, I was walking pretty fast with another fellow. And I'm 6'4", so I'm hoofing it pretty good. We're running late. And suddenly I feel somebody and could actually see them, even though I'm looking straight ahead. I could see this person right here, just over my shoulder, walking in step with me. And he was so close, I could smell his breath and I could smell his body odor. And I was thinking, this guy's going to trip me here. What's he doing? So I was about to turn around and go, hey, buddy, just back off a little bit. But just before I turned around, he started talking in two different voices. And the first voice said, and God created man. And the other voice goes, yeah, I know that. And then the second thing came out, and he said, yeah, but then God created woman. He said, yeah, I know that too. And then he said, well, then God created fruit. And the other voice goes, well, fruit? What does fruit have to do with anything? He said, well, inside the fruit, there's a seed. And he said, if you plant it, it will grow. And if you don't, it won't. And he took off in the other direction. And I thought, that's a cool message. Because when we make a decision, it's like planting a seed. And when you plant a seed, it will grow. And if you don't plant it, it won't. But then if you think about a garden, you plant a garden. What do you have to do to care for that garden? Do you just throw the seeds in there to say, okay, hopefully they grow? No, you dig up the soil, you plant it down, you hope, put it in the right place. You maybe put a little fertilizer or something in with it, and you cover it up, and then you water it, and you nourish it, and you pluck the weeds out. Otherwise, they will smother the garden. And that's how you end up with the great garden. What you got to pluck out of here is the weeds of negativity, the weeds of self-doubt, uncertainty, all of those things that keep us away from accomplishing what we planted that we want to accomplish. So the question always is it a place of love or not? Are you coming from that place or not? So I'm going to give you some quick things here. Number one, if you want to get ahead, I'm just going to go through these quickly. Clarity. Know exactly what you want and ask yourself, once you've decided what you want, is the action I'm taking right now moving me toward that or away from it? It's one or the other. It's always moving you toward it or away from it. There's no gray area. And if you haven't decided, it doesn't matter what action you take. Just keep moving. Focus. Most people die of a broken focus, or their business dies of a broken focus. So stay focused. Is this black and white? Is this moving me where I want to go? Commit yourself. No retreat language. It's hard, yes. Then do it hard if it's hard. Discipline yourself. Execute regardless of mood. There's a pain you'll endure, pain of discipline, or the pain of regret. Be consistent. Be mentally tough. Feel discomfort. Yes, we all do. Winners continue anyway. So follow through is next. Finish what you start. Don't just start something and then back off and start another one. Finish what you start. Let go of what no longer serves you. We get programmed out of what we want to accomplish, and then we should be looking at letting go of the things that no longer serve us. Be persistent, keep score, and in business, the most important thing is credibility. How do you stand out as an expert? Decide what you want. Love it into your life. So ask yourself, is this love or is this fear? Let you create both. Thanks for joining me here. I appreciate it and look forward to connecting with you at some point in the future.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.